1450 WHDC Holland's hometown station welcomes you to Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. Juke Van Oss still on vacation, so your guest host once again today is former state lawmaker, current Republican National Committee man, Dave Ajema. Dave?
Good morning, West Michigan. This is Dave Ajema once again. And all of you are out there are probably hearing everything about the government shutdown and all the things this is going to cause, and you're worried about your investments. So we're going to have an individual come in here by the name of Jack Godfrey from Cooley Godfrey Investment Group. Just so you know, 83% of your government is still operating, and only 17% is shut down, and they're being shut down with pay. So it's kind of like having a vacation with pay, and we're going to pay that as taxpayers. You will pay that. So I think that's very interesting. And how has that affected you? Remember, if you have any questions, call in WHTC at 395-1450. I'd like to welcome Jack Godfrey this morning.
Dave, thank you.
My
thank
pleasure. You. So people are really worried about investments now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an older guy. I'm 64 years old. And I've saved
all
my life.
You're not too far from me. I mean, older guy.
There you go.
You're a kid. Come on.
You know, I've always lived below my means, and I've saved. But a lot of people are concerned now because the impending inflation that's probably going to occur, because the government is obviously spending more than it takes in, is printing $1 trillion a year. So more money is going to be chasing goods and services, so that loaf of bread won't be $3. It'll be $8. Or that gallon of gas will be $8 instead of $4. So that will really hurt a lot of the elderly and the middle-class people. So what I'd like to ask you today, there's a lot of alternative investments and trying to get income on retirement. And a lot of people out there are just simply living on Social Security and living on a shoestring. What kind of advice can you give on investments for these people?
Well, that's a great question, Dave. I mean, some of the things you have to take a look at is how much money do they have?
Okay,
we need to start off with say, okay, they have $100,000 in investments today. I mean, that's a good number to calculate. And, you know, lots of people today have been afraid for years, and they still have their dollars in CDs. So, you know, I just talked to a person yesterday who has been a client for the last 3 years. And this person put in $87,000 3 years ago. And we put this lady in all high-yielding bonds. High-yielding bonds earning somewhere between 6% and 7.5%. And I said, listen, you put in $87,000 way back 3 years ago, was in 10, and she's taken off $29,000, and she now has $84,000 left. So she took a little bit of risk, but, you know, and I asked her, you know, you're fine because, you know, the high-yielding bonds did take a dip maybe 6-8 weeks ago when the feds came out and said, you know, we might be easing up on tapering a little bit, or maybe not, or we could be doing nothing. So that took a hit in bonds across the board because treasuries went up, 10-year treasuries went up. But, you know, anytime that you can get between 6% and 7%, that's pretty good. And I said, what would be your alternative if you didn't do this? Because she needs the income. A lot of these people need income. So, you know, that's a good example of nearly $100,000 and you're taking out $29,000 and your principal is down $3,000. So, you know, that's a lot of money to be earned.
However,
interject
something.
You keep on asking questions.
Okay. I invested as well when I retired out of the airlines and so forth, and I put it in short-term bonds because I was afraid of long-term bonds because of the inflation factor. So, I mean, they were paying somewhere between 4.25% and 5.75%, but is it wise for people to invest in long-term bonds with the uncertainty of the future?
Yeah, and you notice I never said long-term once.
I know that.
Yeah, so none of these are long-term. So, you know, I always are concerned about duration. And duration is how long is your bonds, how long is your bond funds, how long do you have to hold this investment to, you know, keep it because of, you know, long-term. I mean, long-term, if you're holding a 30-year bond paying 5, or you're holding a long-term bond paying 4, you will see some disappointment in bond funds. Now, if you hold a bond to maturity, you're always going to get your money back.
Right.
You're always going to get your money back. So there is individual bonds, there is bond funds, and when you talk about alternatives, you know, we've been real successful for some of the higher income people. And when we say higher income people, these would be higher net worth, and the definition is 250 in investable assets, or people who are making 70,000 and have 70,000 investable assets. So that's kind of the bogey for some of these people, but people who have saved throughout their years have 250. So, you know, we like some alternative income plays that are out there today in what they call BDCs, business development companies, BDCs. And what they do is these companies, and let's just talk about Blackstone, Apollo, KKR. These are very large private equity firms that loan to people for senior secured debt. So senior secured debt is the highest on the pecking order in terms of security. So they take buildings, accounts receivable, patents, etc., and they loan about 60% of what the value of these things are. Give you a good example. When General Motors went out of business, stockholders, bondholders, preferreds all lost their money. Senior secured debt got paid off 100%.
Yeah, because, I lost my money.
So they collected because they held patents for GM. So it's not only what you're investing in, but it's how you're investing. And these BDCs today, and these are 4 to 6 year holds. You know, there's a hold on this 4 to 6 years. But these are earning somewhere between 6 to 7%.
Okay.
Senior secured debt.
Let me just interject here again.
Sure.
One thing I always find that whenever I talk to an investment guy, they're always talking over my head. Now, I got a master's in business, but you're still talking over most people's heads.
Yep. That would be
so
true.
So I believe in keeping the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid.
I'm there with you. Keep on asking questions.
And I think, for example, I just want to throw out something there.
Yep.
As far as a portfolio,
yes.
If you're an individual, let's say, that's got you saved your money. You got $200,000 that you have invested, and you're going to be on Social Security, and you may have a little bit of income come from somewhere else. How would you diversify that portfolio? How much in bonds, how much in stocks, and so forth? How would you do that?
Well, that's a good question. Here's what it backs into. It backs into what's your budget. I mean, it's you can't say $200,000 across the board. We say, okay, Dave, how much money do you need? We're going to say, okay, we have to back in to say, what does it take for you to function? And today when people retire, they still have a mortgage. So we have to put that aside. We have to say, okay, how much income do I need to give to you to maintain your lifestyle?
Okay. What percentage do you know that people that retire still have a mortgage? Is that high?
I think in today's environment, it might be 40 to 60%
really?
Somewhere. You know, maybe 40 to 50%. But let's talk about that question because you can, you know, 2.5, 3 months ago, you could get a 15-year mortgage if you had good credit for 2.75.
Yeah.
And if we're getting you 6, 6.5, 7, why would you want to pay that mortgage off early?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're making 4, 4.5%. Don't pay it off early. So it's not a bad thing, but it's all in perspective. If you can't make your payments, well, then that's a problem.
Okay, but you got to remember here, you're talking to a pilot. I deal in specifics, so
yeah.
I'm going to go back to the question.
Okay, sure.
Let's say I'm the individual with $200,000 to invest.
Okay.
And I think I can live on $40,000 to $45,000 a year. I'm on Social Security.
Yep.
And me and my wife are taking in, you name a price, $2,500 a year or $2,500 a month or $2,000 a month in Social Security. How would you diversify that portfolio?
Okay, let's just say you're making $2,500 a month in Social Security. I think it's a pretty average. So that works out to be $30,000, correct?
Right.
And you need $45,000. So you have to strip off $15,000 of income to generate $45,000 of your disposable income. So if you take a look at $200,000, and let's just be conservative and say, I'm going to get you 6% off of that, that's $12,000. Well, that's only $42,000. You're eating away the principal.
Right.
That number doesn't work out. You don't have enough. You need to cut your spending.
Or you could go to a higher yield but higher risk, correct?
Well, a higher yield, I mean, you know, 7 is the top we can earn today, and that's a pretty good. You're still at 7% on that. That's 14. You're still below your income. So these people haven't saved enough. They need to work in retirement. You can't put, you know, when you say what's that, you know, we have to generate income for them to be successful. Who let them retire with this small amount? Because if you need to have $40,000 to $45,000, you don't have any oops money. And I talk about this all the time. Where's your oops money? Because people call and say, whoops, you know, the roof leaks. Whoops, you know, my kid just lost his house. Whoops, I need a new car. They start killing the principal. So if you don't have a budget in mind before you retire, you're going to blow it up. And you might be going back to work at 80.
Sure.
Or you're starting to cut back on selling your house, moving to a smaller condominium, moving in with the kids. But it's, Dave, it's one size doesn't fill all. But you have to have your budget. It's all about the budget. Yeah. And if you don't have it worked out before you retire, you have to have a forecast. And we do financial plans for people. And we use 3.2 inflation because you said before, Jack, what about inflation? Inflation's the number one killer.
Absolutely.
And, you know, before we went on the show, you know, we talked about you still need to get market gains. You have to have some of your money in the market to get inflation. And you talk about the government, how they're going to pay the debt off. They want to inflate their way out of this.
Exactly.
They want to, that's the cure. Inflate your way out. See, that's the only way.
And that really brings it up. What you're just talking about, individuals that are retiring with $200,000 of investments, and they're living on Social Security, and then they want to live on their interest on the investment, and they're going to have to cut back on their spending.
Yeah.
And here we have a government that doesn't do that at all. No. They're doing just the opposite. Well, they're going to increase their spending, increase their debt limit, and someday that's going to come due. That's what I really fear in this economy.
Oh, you and me both. Yeah. You look at all the cities. I mean, you look at Chicago. You know, I was talking to a friend who lives in Chicago, and they said, you know, what about Detroit going broke? Well, what about Chicago? He goes, listen, we still have people that live there, and they're still collecting taxes. So, you know, Chicago's heading towards some type of bankruptcy.
Sure.
Because of the pensions and all the other problems mm-hmm. they have and Daley's problems. But Detroit didn't have the people that stayed there. Chicago still had the people. And, you know, they sold the parking meter, the garages. But, you know, Obama has given Detroit some money. And you have to use that money with union people that are paying prevailing wages.
And that money that was given is also our tax dollars.
Well,
we're paying for that once again.
And I don't know if you heard Stockton, California, went bankrupt. Hey, what about us? You didn't help us out.
Exactly.
So I think there's a payday in Detroit. Thanks for voting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Davy Crockett that stood in front of the Congress at one time, and they wanted to help rebuild the city because it burned down. And he says, hey, wait a minute. If you started here, where's this going to end?
Yeah.
You're going to have to do this for everyone.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Everybody thinks the government's solution. In my opinion, is the government is the problem.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, it is
the
problem.
So we got just, a minute or so before we have to have a break?
Yeah.
A couple minutes before we're going to have a break here. But let's just get into some of the income from retirements. Let's talk about annuities, bonds, EFT. We'll get to those probably in the second 15-minute segment. But just talk about what those are, what they can do for
people.
Sure.
Well,
let's
just talk, you know, if most people today would go to a financial institution, let's say a banking institution, the first thing a banking institution is going to offer them is a fixed annuity, getting paid 2.5% to 3%. You got to hold your money for 7 years minimum or 10 years minimum.
Bad investment,
but they sell that every day of the week because being part of that staff, they need to meet their quota to be able to be employed there.
Sure.
I have never once, almost 20 years in the business, sold a fixed annuity, ever, mm-hmm. because I don't think it's a good investment. Variable annuities say, okay, you're in the market with something. You're in the market with bonds. You're in the market with stocks. There's some investments out there today, Dave, that will guarantee as long as you wait, you're going to get 6% added to your principal every year. And when you take it out, you know, I just showed before you there, you know, we have people who are 80 years old. You can still buy this product. So 80-year-old for a single can get paid 6.85% as a single person, or joint husband and wife for life, 6.25% for life. That's a big number for some of your money.
It's a big number if inflation doesn't hit. When inflation hits 8-9%, then it's a negative number.
Well, but for some of your money to get 6.25%, so you have to, when you're talking to people, the alternative is a CD for 0.75%. So for some of your money, maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 15%, to get 6.25%, that's a good number for husband and wife. So, you know, that's a big number. So, you know, do you put all your money? You know, I see these people that put all their money in there. Well, you're not getting this money back out. You're not. This is a lifetime investment. But 6.25% is pretty good for some of your money.
Sure.
But, you know, the listeners out there today, majority of them are not getting 6.25% on anything.
That's very true.
Because they're afraid.
Yep.
They're afraid.
And that's the thing. A lot of people put their money in treasuries and so forth, and they're getting almost nothing for it right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are afraid of bonds, especially. I know I invested in some city bonds, and now I'm afraid to do that as well because they're going to go bankrupt. And I fear that as well.
Well, I mean, but Detroit has caused some problems in the municipal marketplace. They have caused now, you know, people have stepped back from issuing bonds. I mean, you know, there's still some municipals out there paying 6.25%. And, you know, right now, those are those are still yielding that kind of money. You know, there's some high yielding municipals, Dave, that are paying 6%. Yeah. High yield municipals paying 6% tax free.
Sure.
They're out there today.
Well, this is Dave Ageman sitting in for Juke Vanoss today. This is 1450 WHTC Holland Hometown Station Radio. Please feel free to call into Money Matters at 395-4WHTC.com.
Hi, this is Diane Lowe, host of Random Ramblings. Join me on Wednesday mornings at 8:20 and we'll talk about life in general on 1450 WHTC Holland's Hometown Station.
This is Dave Ageman once again. I'm here with Jack Godfrey from the Cooley Godfrey Investment Group. We're going to ask a few more questions. Feel free to call in at 395-1450 if you have any questions for him, if you will. One of the questions I had is, I know when I invested, I talked to some of my people I invested with, and I said, what are you getting paid on? Are you getting paid on my gross, a percentage of my gross, or are you getting paid on the profit you make? I kind of like the idea of them getting paid on the profit they make, because then I know they're going to do something good for me.
Yeah, most people today are getting paid on the gross. I mean, it's a gross. In today's environment, it's somewhere between 1.25% to 3%. We usually charge 1.25%. That's our fee. Some people, though, in California, Illinois, they're charging 3%.
Okay, we got a caller. Jay, you calling on the phone here? Feel free to ask a question.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, I have a question. I'm listening to the news. I try to get it from both sides so that, you know, what I listen to, I can, you know, judge myself. But there's a lot of talk going on out there that with the way this government's running this country, hyperinflation is not far behind. Now, I have a 401 investments as well. Is there any advice that you could give me and maybe listeners to, you know, to veer from being part of that hyperinflation, you know, with our investments? Talking about this.
Well, you know, that's a good question, Jay, but, you know, you want to make sure that you stay. And how old are you, Jay?
He already hung up. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would just guess Jay's 45 just by his voice, maybe 40s. But, you know, you need to stay invested in the market because I've had a number of calls. How about if I just get out and wait till this is over? That's a pretty fair question, Dave. And so, you know, what you need to think about is when you got to get back in. A lot of people want to get out, but then you have to call me back and tell me when you want to get back in, because you miss one day of a rally.
Right.
That's 300 or 400 points. Wow, now you're negative from what you got out. And that's the hardest part is getting out. And a balanced portfolio is where you have so much in large cap, small cap, mid cap. Right now, today, it's best to have money in mid and small cap. Small cap especially, because they're nimble.
Can you explain to the people out there what a mid cap and small cap is?
Well, let's just talk IBM, large, GE, large. Small cap would have been Perrigo 10 years ago. Perrigo is now middle cap, very nimble. Why do I say that? Because I used to be in meetings at Perrigo when we could make a decision with five people and to buy something, to spend millions. But if you're a large company, you have to go by committee and executive committee and CEO and board of directors. And so you want to be invested in a lot of smaller companies, mid-cap companies, et cetera. So, but you want to stay invested because that's going to help you with inflation.
Sure. Now, as far as Jay is, how are you going to – so you're saying by hyperinflation, the best way to do is just stay in the market?
Yeah, because that's going to get you out of it. I mean, you know, if you take a look at the last 3 years in the market, you've probably received 15 to 18%. Per year for the last 3 years. Those are big numbers.
So the answer to that one is stay in the market, because you'll take the highs and you take the lows. Quite frankly, with all the talk about the government shutdown, right now the market may be dropping, maybe a good time to get in the market when it's low, and then when it goes up, you're going to take
the
profit.
Well, but dollar cost averaging, because he's in a 401k.
Exactly.
He's putting money in every 2 weeks.
So. You got another caller, Bill from Holland. What's your question?
He was talking about municipal bonds. I own a municipal bond fund, and when Detroit went bankrupt, it did go down somewhat, but it's pretty much back to where it was before. So actually, you know, you just can't sell out when something like that happens. You just hold in there, and it'll come back.
No, that's a great question. But, you know, even in municipal bonds, Bill, you need to be diversified across municipal bonds. So, you know, when I was talking to Dave before about there's high-yielding municipal bonds. Now, Nuveen's a good company. If you take a look at Nuveen, they're the top in the municipal bond market. They have some shorter duration municipal bonds right now that are paying 6%+. That's tax-free. That's a good number. That's national,
good.
Not Michigan. But, you know, I like municipal bonds. You always want to take a look at your duration And, you know, municipal bonds will always come back. It's just hard for people to issue new municipal bonds today.
You know, I think the solution there is, at least for me, the people that I talk to that have much more money than me, that I always see them doing one thing. They're selling when everybody else is buying, and they're buying when everybody else is selling because they get it cheaper when everybody else is selling.
Yeah, well, there's nothing about taking a profit, but when you can dollar cost average in today's market, you know, I still like some of the things that are down. Some of the things that are down are metals. You know, they've been crucified. Natural
What's gold
resources.
At now?
I don't even know. You know, I put people in GLD if they want to buy it. They tell me they want to buy it. GLD is an exchange-traded fund. You know, you know you're buying something that looks at the market. But, you know, we're not gold
Do you think
investors.
It's a good idea to have a little bit of gold, a little bit in silver?
No. I mean, holding the commodity itself, because who's going to sell it for you? You have to look at what the trading costs are. If you hold a gold bar, silver bar, somebody's got to sell it for you, and that's usually a higher cost. I like to just buy the exchange if you want to buy it, or buy a natural resource fund or buy a precious metals fund. I like that down 3 years in a row, commodities have been down, and they're not down for long.
So the gold I have in my safety deposit box, you wouldn't have recommended that?
Well, I wouldn't have, but, you know, where are you going to sell it at? Tell me today, where are you going to sell it at?
Well, I'm just waiting for everything to hit the can here, and then I'm just going to go ahead and have a little money that I can exchange for something else,
well,
a little barter money here.
Well, but, you know, but when you say hit the can, because if you take a look at price-earnings ratio, price to what you're earning, right now we're still below 2007 levels. We're still below price-earnings, and you have to buy a stock based on price-earnings. Mm-hmm. What's the value today to what the stock is selling for?
Yeah.
Another good indication is IPOs. IPOs, people going public today are higher than they've ever been.
Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time left. Something that you hear a lot about is reverse mortgages. If you could hit that real quick.
Sure. Let's
I've always heard it was a bad idea.
Well,
tell me what you
think. It probably is. For most people, it is a bad idea. But if you and Ma are sitting home and all you got is Social Security and you're out of money, you can get 55, 60% for your house, never need to leave your house. You get the cash. When you die, they have to get the money back out. So they're going to take your house when you die.
So, but if you have a reverse mortgage and you're taking the money out, who's paying the taxes on that? Are you paying it or are they paying it?
Tax, you mean like real estate taxes?
Yeah, property tax.
Oh, you're still paying that.
So yeah. I'm paying the taxes on the house, but they're giving the money ahead of time.
Yep, they're giving you money. So it works for those very few people. What I recommend do this. But if you're down to your house and it's you still have an asset, you can get cash for that. Now, some people have taken the cash, bought a place in Florida. Now, they have two places. Place in Florida, they own it. Here, that's going to go away when they die.
So they needed, money, so they took money out of their house, and now they're paying taxes in two places. We got about a minute till break. Anything last minute you'd like to tell us about anything that's coming up with your business or where we can go to talk
to
you?
Well, you know, Saturday, you know, we have a show every Saturday. It's Money Matters. This Saturday is going to be Bankruptcy Myths, and you can always call us at 616-931-1223. And if you have a question for us, extension 4, get Janet, and we'll answer your questions usually that day or back on the show.
Great.